Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Guys, hi, and welcome to Nip Tuck Not Giving a
Fuck.
Please excuse me, I've got a little bit of a cough. But anyway, we are here, and it's Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, guys.
Happy Wednesday, darlings.
We're about halfway through January now, thank God.
It's gone quick, hasn't it?
I hope it goes quicker.
I don't like... Do you know that the actual highest month of suicide is February? So me and my mum...
Is that because of Valentine's Day?
No. Me and my mum were talking about... fucking hell, mate. We're talking about this yesterday because I was like, oh, January's so depressing. She was like, actually, it's February. So I thought... She was like, you'd think it'd be Jan. And I was like, no, January sent them people over the edge.
Yeah, like you've completed it, mate.
And it sent you Done. Over the edge. And then February.
Yeah.
So that is actually a true thing. And I think... a lot of my friends are feeling a bit shit at the minute.
Oh, my God. Did you know that the highest... And again, allegedly... Real life. The highest suicide rate, what profession it is?
I'm going to say...
Oh God, stay-at-home mums.
No, is it?
No, I'm joking.
I'm going to say doctors.
Dentists.
Dentists?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of bad breath.
Yeah, oh, like, my God, mate, that is a shit job, that. Off. Like, looking in... Imagine, like, 99% of people are horrible.
I'm horrible.
So, like, you can't...
I would not want to be my dentist.
No.
But do you know, again, really light and jolly for you all to feel really good, the highest country of suicide, allegedly, I might not be right, but I believe is... Oh, I nearly said it. You guess.
Australia?
Iceland.
Why?
Because it is... Have you been to Iceland?
No, why
May,
would I?
Because people go. It is... dark, you know how like at the minute it's really dark.
Oh, isn't there only like 3 hours of sunlight a day?
And honestly, that place is depressing.
I hate Iceland.
We hate Iceland. No, but yeah, apparently that's true. Now, whether it is or not, I don't know. Google it, but that's what I got told anyway.
Oh, okay. There anyway, well, there you go.
In case you didn't know, in case you've just joined and you're wondering why we're talking about such depressing shit, this is the podcast where we celebrate being depressed in January.
Positive. Aspirational. In 3 months' time, Ocean Beach will be opening again. You'll be okay, girls.
You tried to convince me to go there for a hen. You and Christina tried to convince me to go there for a hen.
We still can.
I don't want
I've been on a few hen do's in Ocean
I don't
Beach.
Want to do that.
Are you so right, okay, guys, let's start with Lauren's wedding. So we're gonna lead into wedding.
Oh, have you got a plan?
So basically, you've tried your wedding dress on. You've Again. Had quite a heavy wedding few days.
Yeah, so on Friday, I went to Stoke with my friend Phoebe, who works
Stoke.
For... Stoke. No, it's more like
Stoke.
Birmingham. But it's not, though. I quite like a Stoke.
Calming,
I quite like a Stoke accent.
Mm.
Yeah, I like a Midlands accent, actually. Mm. Not heavy Birmingham, but kind of like, yeah, Stoke. I like it.
Yeah.
So I went there, and so I've got a UK wedding. So obviously you have to do the registry office. You have to. If you're getting married abroad, you have to do the UK one. So basically you go to a registry office and go into the town hall in Manchester and you legally get married.
Have you booked that appointment?
Yeah. Wow, that was hard.
So they make it actually really hard to get
And then you have to have an
married.
Interview as well.
Have you got the interview questions that me and Ed were telling
I don't
you
know
about?
It's registering the marriage. Is that the same thing?
And you both have separate appointments?
No, it's the same one.
It's not. Right, no. Maybe
we go separate.
No, because when I got married, we were going to get married like...
Was it COVID-y time still?
So basically, the appointment was to apply to get married.
Yes, I've got that booked.
This is
my
the one with the questions.
As well, though, so I'm a bit confused.
So basically, you both go in separate rooms and they ask you some really fucking weird questions like, what was your dad's first job? Or
I've only been
like
with
that.
Him 5 minutes, I don't know.
No, like me and Ed had to like, rehearse them.
Oh, no, I do know. He won't. He will not. He is that kind of guy that
you'll
panic.
Loads of my friends' husbands have like got them wrong or yeah. like forgotten to take a certain document.
Oh my God, yeah.
The documents that you have to take.
I think I have to take my divorce one as well. Because guys, if you didn't know, I was actually, this is my second wedding in 10 years. I was married 8 years ago, but we call that the practice. Yeah. So whenever my mum mentions it, she'll say, well, when we did the practice, when we did the practice run, this happened or that happened. So yeah.
So you've got three. I would wear a suit to the UK one. What's you're wearing nice? A big dress?
Nothing I'm wearing is a big dress. I'm not a big dress gal.
Right.
You know, you've seen
is
it.
Is that the square?
What? One. Shush! Shut your mouth!
The dress that's in the shape of a square.
Shut your mouth!
Is that that one, though?
Yes.
That we saw in the window?
Yes.
Stunning.
So the UK
yeah, more
one,
of a...
Shut up now! Christina, she's been really mean. Not that I care that much, but I mean, let's... Yeah, so that's the UK one.
Yeah.
So it's just chill, total opposite vibe. And then the... So that one we've kind of sorted and the veil... Anyway, it's exciting. And we're getting married there and...
Are you going to walk down the road like a knobhead?
I'm going to have to. How else am I going to get there?
You're going to love every single second of that.
So I'm going to do that. And then I don't actually know what we're doing for the UK one. My mum's not invited. She's fuming. She keeps going, well, if I was going, no one's invited.
You just want it dead chilled.
Yeah, because, right, so I don't know if any other abroad wedding-y girls out there feel this. When you get married abroad, it's not even real. You're already married. It's a load of bullshit because you got married.
It's a party.
It's a party. But I want that moment, the walking down the aisle. I want that this is their wedding. Now, if you've all already been to my wedding, then you're all like, this is bullshit. They're already married. So I've said no one's going. However, afterwards, Christina also, we're going to go to the pub and I'm going to get pissed in whatever I'm wearing in a pub.
Oh my God.
It's just what I'm going to do. And then we're going to stay at a hotel. I don't really know. We'll just see about that. It's more for the pictures and the signature.
You'll end up in China in your wedding
dress. I will have ripped the thing into a big... I'll have pulled it up. So, yeah, we're doing that. And then I've got, obviously, the UK... the abroad wedding dress, which is totally opposite. And I'm having a night dress as well.
Go for it.
Because, listen, I am pushing 34. When I get married, I'll be 34. That is my last... Like, I can't wear a dress after that.
Oh, well, I've got no luck then.
You've already been married.
Yeah, I know, but one day I might.
You are not
to...
renewing your vows after we've had this conversation.
No, I'm not.
So, yeah, that was fun. It's all coming together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have much more to say on it.
Are you having bridesmaids?
Mm-mm.
No. Mm-mm. Why?
Right, I have to be careful because I've just been asked to be my friend's bridesmaid the year after my wedding.
No one's ever asked me because I'd steal the show.
Yeah, no one wants you to be the bridesmaid. Yeah. Okay, so the reason I haven't had a bridesmaid is this. I've got too many. Someone
friends.
Would be upset.
Yeah,
friends, like really, like, I've got you and then I've got my girl group at home who I've known for 10 years. They're my, like, Sophie and Dad, there's too many. It would be...
No.
And then we'd look stupid.
Awkward, like, argue. And also, like, but I'm just letting you know, I wouldn't give a shit if you asked someone else to be your bridesmaid.
No, but I just think
some
like,
people would, though.
Yeah, and you know you wouldn't, and I wouldn't, but some people would. Mm. So then I'd have 20 bridesmaids, and that's just not. Secondly, it's not about anyone else. My friends are fit.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
you're not
about you.
Don't you look at my friends? They're fit.
Have I? I've told you my dress for your wedding is cream. So
what? It's not. It's.
I'm taking the piss.
Do you know what? No, genuine, I wouldn't care. I'm not that precious. No. Fuck me.
Well.
Just don't stand near me. But no, I'm fine. It's nice, that dress.
Yeah.
Really nice. It's black, actually. I'm sure at one point you couldn't... Black was a no to weddings.
Yeah, it did used to be. Like, people were like, it's not appropriate.
It's a funeral thing.
Black is 100%
appropriate. It's a stunning dress. And if I can find that in a lighter colour for one of my things, then I will pre-wear it.
Right. So
but yeah, no bridesmaids.
I
just the girls
like
as flower girls.
Big weddings, my prediction, is are going to be so out of fashion soon.
Do you think?
100%.
And what's going to come in? Because I'm not a beach wedding girl. I ain't getting married on
a beach.
I don't
know.
I'm sorry, to me, even if it costs 100 grand, it's... Oh, I can't say it. It's a beach wedding's just...
Not for you.
I find it
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think...
On the sand, up and down.
Like, people are doing it as much. Do you?
I get why they're not. It's a fucking waste of money.
Yeah. But also, like we were saying about bridesmaids, honestly, like, I've got so many friends who have been asked to be bridesmaids. And last year, I know one of my friends said yes to being a bridesmaid, something like... 2 or 3 times, and then she had like 5 weddings that year.
Oh,
and
good
she
God.
Said, I sat and added it up with my partner how much I've spent on other
people. Other people, yeah.
And she was like, I'm not doing it again.
Yeah. But then how do you say no to being asked to be a bridesmaid? You can't. I got once asked to be a godparent and said, oh God, no.
And did you actually say no?
It was... I said, yeah. We were talking about it the other day.
Oh, yeah.
She said to me, and we were talking about this the other day, just to digress, before you have kids, you have... no idea about having kids. So we used to work, obviously, at Maya, and we didn't have kids. And a few people started to have the kids a bit older than us.
We were like, ugh.
We didn't get it. So when they'd be like, no, I don't really want to work a Saturday because it's my only day off with the kids, we used to be bitching like, don't have fucking kids then. Or she'd be like, I need to leave early because obviously, you know, I've got to get back for the kids. And we'd be like, don't have kids
We'd
then.
Be like, oh, Timmy's ill.
Nursery's wrong again. And we used to literally be like, don't have kids then.
Yeah.
And we'd sit in our office like, we have to work till 8 o'clock because you decided to have kids.
Yeah.
And that is what we were like. And such was ill again. She's like, oh, I'm going to have to go home. We'll be like, don't have kids.
Yeah.
So, and then you have kids and you're like,
oh.
And I sometimes want to message that particular person and be like, I am sorry. And also, she asked me to be godmother. I remember in the back office and I was on my computer, probably hungover. And she was like, I've been thinking, how would you feel about being blah blah's godmother? And I literally remember it now and I feel so guilty. I literally went, no.
Not Lauren.
And then I was like, why would you want me to be someone's godmother? Don't give me that job. Fuck that.
Yeah.
And carried on with my computer. And she must have been like, that is my pride and joy and I am offering this opportunity. And I literally was like, no, get someone else to do it.
But at least you can say, but the whole bridesmaid thing, I think when you get picked to be a bridesmaid, you just have to know that you're going to be added into a group chat full of people that, you know, you don't really...
I think it depends. So I'm one of my best friend's bridesmaids in 25. And I was like, do you know what I said to her? I was like, mate, I'm going to be a 35-year-old bridesmaid. And she went, I'm going to be a 35-year-old bride.
Oh,
and I was like, oops. But we're close. It'll be fine. It's when you get different friendship groups.
Yes. And like you said, you've got the groups of friends, haven't you? So you get added into a group chat. Then there is a massive, massive, like, debate over such things as
shoes.
Does the bride pay for everyone's makeup on the day? Does the bride pay for the dresses? Does the bride pay for the shoes? Because what has happened with a couple of my friends, for example, and we all know the story as such, is that you get invited to be a bridesmaid, the bride will buy you dress.
And then you buy the accessories.
Shoes. Well, I personally think you should be paying for absolutely everything. If you've
asked. I can't remember what I did in the practice
Then the bride will say, and I want you to all wear these shoes.
Yeah, that's not fair.
And they're like, a pair of 80 quid shoes that you'll probably never, ever wear again. And it's her decision.
The diamante.
That you've got to wear them. You've already had to buy certain underwear because you're wearing this fucking hideous slip dress in navy blue or something.
Yeah.
Then you have to buy your shoes.
That's
then
my colour scheme out the window.
Hi, I've booked makeup. It's this much each.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the
I'm trying to think fuck? How I don't... I can't, I mean...
No, you're a different thing, though. You're very, very chilled.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think I bought the dresses, and then I think I was like, wear whatever shoes you want.
There's always arguments as well about
people wanting... Oh, the dresses were awful. We need to find my bridesmaid dresses because they were not nice.
People wanting to get alterations on the dress. Sometimes the bride can be a little bit
funny. And what do you do if you've got a size 22 friend and a size 6 friend? Like, that's difficult to get the dress right. Like, I don't know. It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I don't know what they had to get. Makeup's an interesting one. Do you pay for the makeup?
I think so, yeah.
Or do you just say, don't have your makeup done?
I just say, if you want it done, then it's this much.
Then everyone does. Yeah, I think what I would do is have mine done. I'd be like, look, makeup artist, if you want it done. Some people don't want it done. Like me, I am not the most...
And then those horrible updos. Like, what the fuck?
No.
And then you've got to pay...
With the spaghetti twizzles.
Also, do you know, like, I've been in hen group chats and stuff. And then... There's always the chief bridesmaid or whatever. And she goes like, and obviously we have to pay for Susan's dinner because it's her. And you're like, We're all having to fucking pay to go to Susan's shitty ass wedding anyway.
I don't want to pay for Susan's dinner.
No.
No, I get it. But I think, I think it depends. There's so many different situations. If you've got a small group of girls, you're all best friends, it could be perfect. If you've got different groups of people. But yeah, I'm not having any. Two flower girls, they will do what I say. They will wear what I say.
Send in and they will go down before me. Stories.
This is another question. I always thought the bridesmaid were meant to go, technically back in the day, behind you to hold your dress. So you went down the aisle and the bridesmaid.
But I've seen some walking down.
They don't do it anymore. Yeah. The bridesmaid goes first now. That is absolutely what you do. Mine did. It used to be your bridesmaids were behind you holding the dress. So here's my theory on why it swapped. Because the bride wants their moment. Yeah, so not the bride coming down and then you're looking at all the girls behind her. The girls come down and then it's like, drum roll, please. I'm coming out of these big, massive.
Well, you not feel really awkward like walking down the aisle?
No, I've done it before.
No, it just does it cringe you out, Christy? Like
I'm
the thought
married.
Of
no way. I can't cope with it.
No, it doesn't cringe me out. Lots of things cringe me out. Being a bridesmaid a little bit does at my age. Being the no.
And if you're a bridesmaid, for example, you can't, like, sit next to your partner.
No, because you have to sit on the front all squinched up.
Yeah.
All there, like, in the same dress, squished up to each other like this.
Oh, it's so silly. Anyway, so we saw each other at the weekend. We were going to go out and then we were like, fuck this.
Yeah, so we were going to go
out. It's a lot going out, isn't it?
I've got a bit of, I think you have as well, social anxiety. Partly because of what I did at Sexy Fish.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do that again.
Are we still talking about that? That was what, like 2 months ago?
I've not been out since.
Why? Because you're embarrassed from it? Or you're scared it's going to happen again?
I'm scared I'm going to do it again. I remember how bad I felt the next day and I don't want to feel like that again. So I've literally, apart from the odd glass off, I haven't been out since then.
No way.
You haven't, though. You've been pregnant with baby and shit. But so we were meant to go to the market. We're going to go to Aldi Market and we have a few. It would have got silly because don't get me wrong, when we're out.
Yeah, we're fine, yeah.
But I think it's that knowing what you like and the pair of us don't have much self-control.
No.
So I think it's the fear of us together as well and what could happen.
We know
We know what could happen. Yeah. It's happened before. So I think that was the fear. And then one of our friends that we were meant to see, Steph, had something else to do. She had to cancel. And as soon as she cancelled, she messaged and she was like, girls, straight away I was like, to Ashley, right, well, we're not going out then. Never mind, just the two of us. I came to yours, didn't I?
Yeah.
And we were doing work. I brought my laptop. We were working all day. Like, it was a Saturday. We had no one. We were going to sit all day in our cozies and we were going to work.
But we went for lunch.
Ed took us for lunch.
Yeah.
We did not work.
That was nice. He was just like sat there like, what the fuck are you two talking about?
Do you know what?
About?
He's so lovely. So he took us for lunch and we went into Knutsford, didn't we? And we had like some tapas. And he's just, we don't talk about him much because different to James, like you have him a little bit more private, and I mean, we do talk about him, but guys, if you're wondering, like, who is this?
Yeah,
Eddie,
he's very quiet,
he's quiet, but not he speaks when he needs to speak, like, he's not
who
overbearing.
Are you talking about?
Oh my god, so we sat there, he's lying on the sofa watching football. Obviously, it's Saturday,
you kind of forget that he's there,
you forget,
so
you
quiet.
Could just see some feet popping up. We're sat having a wine and we're chatting away. Anyway, the gossip gets quite juicy. Next thing you see, his little face Head. Appear over the sofa. Who are we talking about there?
Men love it.
Literally. But he's absolutely lovely. So we went for lunch. We recapped him on a load of my bad relationships. And he was just like, what? And then every now and again, he'd be like giggling. He'd be like, what the fuck?
Oh, God.
But it's really nice. And then we went back, had a bit more wine.
Yeah.
We didn't do one. We
didn't do any work.
No. I turned my laptop on once, I think, and then turned it off.
Yeah.
So we did no work, and then I went home and what did I do? Oh, ate all the Pringles and just FaceTimed you. Yeah. So we didn't go out like we were going to go out, did we?
No. And can I just say, like, yesterday I was so ill, and all I wanted was a Sunday dinner, and I couldn't be arsed making one, but I also couldn't be arsed leaving the house.
Is the takeaway Sunday dinner?
I feel like a Sunday dinner would not travel well at
It's the gravy, isn't it?
It's like the Yorkshire pudding wouldn't travel well, the stuffing wouldn't. It'd get a bit sweaty.
Why didn't you go out? You couldn't be arsed.
I've been so ill with this cough thing. And then also, like, the baby having to, like, get all of its shit together, like... That takes like an hour getting the baby ready to leave.
And then by the time you get out, they need feeding again or they've shat.
But then I was on Instagram looking at other people's Sunday dinners.
I have never taken a picture of my Sunday dinner
and it's worthy.
And it has looked appetizing. Even when it was, I try every time it gets. I've never, maybe once, but I've never uploaded a picture of I've tried to take the picture.
We're talking about home cooked ones.
Oh, I'm not talking about home, I'm just talking about in general. Home cooked ones. Oh, they look awful.
I saw this one yesterday and it was fucking awful. Offensive. Like, it looked anemic, the whole thing.
And also, listen, we all know how much we put on that plate.
Yeah.
We don't need to see it. Like, because you look at someone else's, you think, you fat fucker.
But do you know what?
But when it's you,
it really surprises me as well. Like, I think I know someone. And then I see their Sunday dinner.
And you think, I don't know you at all.
You are not my cup
tell
of tea.
Me, with the Sunday dinners, tell me like...
And their cutlery and stuff. Do you look at that as well?
I don't post mine for that reason. Yeah. Right, tell me a couple of questions about Sunday dinners. Right. Okay? And I want you to tell me whether it gives you the ick or like... So Yorkshire puddings, what would give you the ick of them and what would be okay?
A big puffy one. That's a little bit brown is stunning, yeah, and we're here for that. A small Aunt Bessie's.
Froze at three of them.
Literally perfectly formed Aunt Bessie's.
Yeah.
Ick,
yeah, agree. Gravy.
Okay, clear-ish, brown, mm-hmm. Not too much.
Yeah.
Go.
And then ick would be swimming. Listen. Yeah. I have mine swimming,
yeah,
but I don't take a picture.
Not for the picture.
Swimming in either a very thick tar-like gravy or a very thin urine-like, diarrhea-like gravy. It gives me the ick, okay?
Do you know what freaks me out? Sausages on Sunday dinner.
Oh, I did something really embarrassing yesterday.
What?
I think I've gone red. So I was in Aldi. Really quickly doing shop, saw my friend's husband. I think they're married. Hi, Michael, you all right? Yeah, just doing the food shop. I don't really know what I'm doing here. I'm not good at it. I said, well, Emma went vegan, didn't she, recently? So it must be difficult doing it. Yeah. And then I just went, well, it's hard, isn't it? And he went, yeah. He was like, it's the kids, isn't it? And I went, God, yeah, imagine having four. There's no chance. And then as I walked away, I turned and shouted to him, I just need a sausage.
Why? Why?
I didn't mean it. Like, I genuinely meant I can't do that because and it's the only meat I could think of. And I shouted in Aldi, I just need a sausage. And then he just went, and I went, and then I just went, I could have just left it there. And I went, so to speak. And then just...
Went down
the weird aisle with all weird shit, being feeling like a piece of weird shit myself.
Oh my God.
And I messaged his wife straight away and I was like, I've just done something really weird to Michael. Please apologise.
I was voice noting someone saying thank you, and it's someone that I don't know that well, for a gorgeous present for Snow. And I was in the hairdresser, and because I've had like this illness, I'm on all these. Don't you think cold and flu drugs make you feel a bit fucking weird anyway?
I took
two
the other night just to sleep.
They make you feel weird. So I was recording myself. I was like, thank you so much for Snow's gorgeous present, blah, 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 blah. And then at the end, I didn't know how to say goodbye. And I went, stay safe. And she's not replying back to me.
What do you say back to that? Stay safe. Like, do you remember in COVID when everybody used to say? Do you remember in COVID when everyone used to say to each other, "Stay safe"?
Like, but why am I saying "stay safe"? I'll say, "Thank you so much for the gorgeous baby grow. I hope you and your family are all well. Stay safe." Like, am I okay?
No, she must really have
thought, oh, she sounds terrible.
She might have thought she's postpartum.
Postpartum.
She's having a postpartum.
What? Fuck, how bad is that? How embarrassing. Really,
well, what about when I saw my ex outside Aldi? It's always Aldi. And he was with We Buy Any Car.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I went to him, how are you? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, selling your car? Yeah. And I went, make sure you knock him down. And then just walked off. And he just went, will do. And I thumbed up. Make sure you knock them down.
It's like that. And it's always, how bad is it in the supermarket when you see someone you don't know that well? And then every aisle, you fucking keep bumping into each other. But and you're like,
do you secretly look what's in their shopping trolley? Obviously. And then think, I thought I knew you.
And if I see some Aunt Bessie's, I'm
then
like,
you're off. No, I completely agree. I think Sunday dinner, back to the point, Sunday dinner. Any, do you know what makes
ketchup weird?
Can I tell you something that's really nice? But again, don't take a picture of it. Ketchup with shepherd's pie.
Ew.
I bet you don't eat shepherd's pie.
No.
It's not a you kind of thing.
No.
Oh my God. So when we went for our tapas, the cafetiere thing was funny. Wasn't
oh,
it?
Yeah.
She came round and actually I was surprised that Ed didn't know. And she said to Ed, Ed said, I'll have a coffee, please. And she was like, that's fine. It comes in a cafetiere. Is that okay? And he went, yeah, yeah.
No, it wasn't. It comes in. She went, we've only got cafetiere.
Then she said to me, and he went, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then she said to me, and then I'll have coffee.
You were like, I want an Americano. And she went, we've got cafetiere.
And I went, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And then we all went silent for a bit. And I went, what the fuck's a cafetiere?
And Ed went, dunno. And I went, me neither. We had, and it's the way
and
he
then
went,
it turned
yeah,
up
yeah.
And we went, ooh,
you push it down. It was really funny. But I think, so I've got this. So after that, and we didn't eat loads. I mean, not for me.
You said you needed a poo, so you had to go home.
So I went. Well, I
was like, just go in my bathroom.
No, I didn't go home because of the poo.
Yeah.
I just needed a poo, but I would have pooed in yours, no problem. So anyway, get home. And I've got the runs, right? Now, this establishment would not be unhygienic, so it was nothing to do with that.
It's because the food was too posh for you.
I think my stomach couldn't take the SK postcode.
Yeah.
Is it SK in Cheshire?
WA.
Oh, what's SK? I used to go out with someone in SK. that's him. Yeah, that's how I got SK. I feel like my stomach was like, whoa!
Yeah.
You've gone past rotten stall. Fucking hell. This is organic! And my stomach like... And it was like, you cannot, too rich, too posh. Get back to rotten stall, too posh. And my stomach, like all the bacteria in my stomach were like this, like, what is this? Chicken liver.
I wanted.
And they were like, give us a burger.
Pint and a pie.
Pie, we need pie. And I feel like my stomach inside was literally, too expensive. Remember where you're from.
What, and you've just had the shits?
My stomach was literally like too expensive. You're from Rotten Stall. Never forget that.
Yeah.
I was texting Ashley. I was like, I need to remember where I'm from because my stomach could not take that. Maybe it was a cafetiere.
Maybe.
A cafetiere was. Anyway, so I had the runs.
Oh.
It lasted days.
Dead.
Days. A really bad wind.
So James is back from holiday today.
So he will be back. I don't know what time it is, but he will be
back. Is he dead? Has he drank loads?
No. I mean, he has drank. The first night he was so pissed that he weed in the oven.
Yeah.
It's like they're in this little apartment. One of the lads was like, what's that noise? Got up, James, in the
Why
oven.
Why do men always do wheeze when they're really
in
fucked
weird
on
places.
Holiday?
My dad used to do it in the cupboards and stuff.
Yeah, they
don't
do.
Get it. So we weed in the oven, but other than that,
my
no.
dad used to wee in the cupboard.
Maybe we need to cut that. Yeah, that's a bit weird. Is that weird?
No, it's fine.
God rest his soul. So anyway, we used to do like weird stuff, and I feel like men do weird wee wees.
Yeah, they do. It's when they're drunk and not somewhere
that
like
they know.
Usual.
Have you ever though slept at someone's house, been a bit discombobulated, and woken up and been like banging on the walls and trying to get out? Have you ever done that? Like got out the wrong side of the bed and been like,
yeah.
Anyway, so he's. Do you know what? God bless him. He stayed in contact with me the whole time.
They do
constant FaceTimes. Like I've been pretty busy. FaceTiming me, messaging me pictures.
Will he tell you all the gossip from the trip when he gets home, or does he not?
Yeah, genuinely, I don't think it was that. I'd say if it was bad, I think if they'd gone to like Benidorm. But from what I can gather, they were fucked. They skied all day.
Yeah,
and
skiing's really tiring. Yeah.
So he said it's expensive. He enjoyed it and he said he's going to have his stag there. I was like, absolutely.
Another one?
Darling, fine. If you want to go there and have your stag there, let them fucking Benidorm.
What? But isn't it in summer?
Is it not snowy all the time there?
We're
both looking at Christine like,
no.
What?
No.
Well, people
skiing
ski all year round, no?
You go in season.
Skiing season ends soon. You can't just...
He's fucking taking the piss. been having me off. I bet he was going to his mates. Yeah, I'll tell him his dad's going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're all going wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Well, when they go to Benidorm.
So a listener, she knew what was going down and she sent us a message in. Okay. She needs some advice.
Okay.
Girls, my boyfriend is going on a lad's trip to Benidorm in April. Should I be worried? He said that it is going to be chilled.
If you're having a chilled holiday, you ain't going to Benidorm.
Yeah.
So what I suggest is you get into your mind right now that this is not a chilled holiday. So what you need to understand about man language and something that I've learned, they're never going to change. So don't get yourself irate and pissed off about it. It is what it is. Don't say, you said it was... listen to this.
You said it was going to be chilled.
No, it's not. So instead of trying to make them understand what arseholes they are, just accepting your mind now, it's not going to be chilled. So when James said, I probably won't drink, when he was smashed the first night, I knew that was... Yeah. And he's the same with me. I say stuff like that and then I'm fucking steaming. Yeah, yeah. Fine. When I said I'd come to yours and I've been doing work, he was like, did you just get pissed? I was like, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's fine. So understand it's not going to be chilled. So don't give yourself an expectation and then there's no disappointment.
Yes.
He's probably going to be getting smashed. Leave him to it.
Yeah.
I assume we're talking about like cheating here.
Do girls go to Benidorm?
I'd like to go to Ben. Do you know what? I had an idea that we should go to somewhere like that, like maybe O Beach or somewhere. Do a live pod.
If you're listening, can we go and do one with Lineker?
And then get the girls to come over.
Turn up as well. That would be fabulous.
And I've got his number.
Yeah.
So I could ask. Imagine, like, and then we get the guy's stories. Like,
yeah.
Like, and we keep it anon. But we're like, right, tell us the truth. How many girls have you shagged this holiday? I think that would be really funny.
Would they have to sign consent?
Yeah, because they'd be drunk. Can we do that?
So, right, back to this girl. Right. Okay, advice. Listen, like, what you need to realise, girls, is this. Any of my friends that are going through this and they're, like, fretting over the boyfriend or partner, husband, whoever, because it can happen at any stage in your life, not just seeing each other, etc. I say... You do your own thing.
Keep yourself busy.
So if he's booked to go away, you book to go away at the same time.
Or you book the friend. The way I used it is the things that I've, like, think of the friends you've not seen because you never have time.
Yeah.
Book them in.
Yeah.
Do the shit you can't do with him or you don't do with him. Go away. Go to your mates. Stay at your friends.
Get your hair done.
Get yourself busy for the whole time. That's the first thing, isn't it?
Stay distracted.
Secondly, if they are going to misbehave...
They'll do it down the road or in Benidorm.
They will do it. They've got it in them.
Yeah.
And they will do it no matter where they are or who they're with. So you peppering their phone and saying, text me when you get in, isn't going to stop a cheating man from cheating.
Yeah.
So don't do it to yourself.
And the more you tell them not to do things, the more they go and do it.
Absolutely. And if... you want him to text you when he's in and he doesn't, that doesn't mean he's been cheating. We all get blind drunk. So don't start that thing. And he could also have gone and shagged a girl, come back and text you, I'm home, babes.
Yeah.
So don't
And also, try. He is allowed to go out like you're allowed to go out. The best relationships that I know of literally always make sure they both do their own thing every now and then.
I remember I was in a relationship with the person I was talking about before, actually. And it almost felt like it was either be a boyfriend and girlfriend or be a single friend. There was no... I used to be like, well, why can't I go on girls' holidays, you go on boys' holidays, I go out, you go out. We enjoy all that and we enjoy a relationship together. Why can't we have it all? Because it always felt like it was like, if you're with someone, you don't do all that. Yeah. And I think you need to have that. And as well, you'll miss him. Wait till he comes back. Little willy between his legs because he's hungover. James is desperate to see me.
And like, just let him do it. If, like Lauren said, see what happens.
But don't push him. Don't kill yourself. Do you know what I haven't, once upon a time, and I think it depends who you're with, I would have been that person with certain exes that I would have, so he was in Folly Deuce, is it called? I would have been on everyone's story that was at Folly Deuce and I would have been holding it. Looking for him in the background, in certain relationships that made me mental, I would have been searching.
But then what do? You see something.
Stay with him, obviously.
What?
but do you know what I mean? Whereas with James, I didn't do any of that. And I think it depends who you're with. But
also, you're just only going to be worrying and making yourself feel shit at home. What is the actual point in that?
And if he doesn't contact you the whole time, then you just remember that when you go away. Because also, here's another idea. If he's going away to Benidorm in May, you go away in June. And
then he set the tone.
You set the bar, sweetheart. And what you do, I will follow. I will follow your lead.
Yeah. You're making the rules here, James.
Yeah. Yeah. And now James means, if you know, I am going to have to stay in contact. But can we look at Ibiza? Because that'd be so funny.
Yeah, let's go. Okay, guys, we are back into our second week of 2024. We hope you are loving the new and hopefully, I personally think, improved pod.
I'm so comfortable.
But there have been a few slight changes.
Space.
Yes.
A few teeny tiny tweaks.
For the better.
And mine.
So basically, if you want to hear two episodes a week, it's really, really easy and they are very, very fun.
Salacious.
So head over to our Instagram. There's a little link in there. You sign up to our Patreon and you will get the X-rated episode, which we release every Friday.
And it is true. I said a lot of stuff in the last one that I've been holding back and not said because I've been scared who would listen to it.
It's enjoyable, though.
It's fun. It's extra silly.
Yeah. So it's the Nip Tuck Extra episode. And you just need to sign up to Patreon. Really easy. And you will be able to listen to that there. It's also very interactive over on our Patreon. So you can ask questions.
We're going to post pictures, aren't we? We're going to do throwbacks of old times.
It's a very safe space.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I said that, didn't I, the other week?
So, yes.
Oh, my God, shit. So we've not told everyone about the Lucas stuff and the production change.
Episode.
Yeah, okay. Did we do it on the bonus? I can't remember. Right, it's all there on the bonus. There's nothing salacious. I love that word today, salacious. But we explain it all over there.
Yeah.
And the switch up that we've had in our studio. Yes. I love the studio. I'm so comfy.
It's very comfy. And we've got our gorgeous new producer, Christina. So you'll hear us talking more about her.
She's so us.
Yes, very us. Sign up to Patreon.
Speaking of the bonus, here is a little preview of what you can expect on this week's. Oh my God, listen to this.
What?
I'm just thinking whether I can say this or not. I think I can.
They put a condom on her foot and she sat on the bar and footed the woman. Then she ended up anally, in the end of the night, anally fisting her.
Be very careful because he's a very scary man.
I doubt he's signed up for Patreon as well. But let's... Right, guys, we are going into a short break now. We will be back with some...
Bargain.
Beauty questions, hacks, dupes, tips. We're talking about under eye bags and with farts as well. So off we go.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Right, guys, welcome back. So, Lauren, I read an article.
Yeah.
I'm going to read you some top bits.
While you're finding that, can I just say, I've got a stunning... I really like this foundation. Do you?
Stunning.
It's nice, isn't it?
Who did you hear about it off?
So I did a collab with Style Ink and Boots and I could order whatever I wanted. So I thought I'll just... Like, within a certain... So I thought I'll just try it. And I actually really, really like it. So I've linked it today. It's the Touche Glas. But I don't know which one it is because there's a couple. Yeah, does no one use that anymore?
It doesn't work.
Does it not? It's too fair. Everyone used to love it once. Do you think we've just come a long way since then?
Yeah.
I've got it on my thing. It's actually, it's really nice. I really like it. It sticks in your lines.
But I have heard that their foundation's good. I like their primer. Some people don't.
I don't.
Really? Right. So I've got an article here that I just wanted to whiz through.
Please. Whiz all you like.
So, the viral stuff are hot rollers.
Not for me.
Peel off lip tints. The Fenty one, isn't it, is everywhere.
Charlotte, who does our skin, had one on, and it was from Illamasqua, and it was black, and it peeled off, and it's meant to be like a berry colour. She had like...
like red wine lips.
Yeah, but it wasn't red wine lip. It was like full gothic lip, and she couldn't get it off.
What the hell? Right, so these items have been ranked like the top products, okay? The Ordinary cleanser. We hate The Ordinary. So
I like their red stuff.
Oh, the dragon peel.
No, the red thing. Yeah.
You're meant to put that on your feet, some people say. Yeah. L'Oreal Invisible Fluid SPF 50.
Not used, not heard of.
Never. We were talking about L'Oreal the other week, though. Let me have a look. RMS sunscreen. Never heard of that brand before.
Same. And these are like the top sellers.
Yeah. Hydration peptide cream from Shani Darden. Never heard of that before. Summer Fridays. Have you used their stuff?
No.
I've used their Jet Lag Mask. So one of their products has
Summer
been...
Summer Fridays, yeah. No.
You will recognise that brand.
Yeah, I do.
They do a really nice lip balm. As well. The packaging at first was shit, but they've changed it.
Lip balm for me is Elizabeth Arden always.
Have you tried any of the Rode stuff?
You don't like it, do you?
Bieber?
Tell the truth.
I bought the peptide lip things because they look so Instagrammable. Mm. Yeah. But they're like 40 quid with the shipping basically for one. And it felt like it had a bit of like, it's an okay product.
40 quid though. You want fantastic.
It's because I honestly look like
use Elizabeth Arden 8-hour cream on my lips, and it's
we
the
got
only...
the little stick one of that, and it's really nice.
I've always used that. That's all I use.
Really,
always because I only put lip liner on. Oh my god, I don't think I've got any on. I always put lip liner on, and then that's all I ever use on my lips.
Now we don't like this foundation.
Oh god, we're not doing well here.
MAC serum powered foundation.
No,
I've not tried that one.
I haven't. I like MAC Face and Body now and again.
Everyone's saying that really? MAC foundation is absolutely amazing.
One of us
amazing.
Should buy it, Ashley.
I just feel like MAC's had its day.
Same.
Do you know what I mean?
I think a lot of... We've overtaken MAC.
Yeah.
And is it just... Right, has it had its day? Or have we got PTSD...
From the old days.
From the makeup we used to have done when we were in our 20s every Friday. Yeah. And how horrific that was. And we got PTSD from that.
Probably. Also, another thing that's meant to be coming in absolutely massive is the colour peach on your eyeshadow.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about that.
No.
That's giving. Those...
pink eye.
Those... Have you ever had pink eye? It's fully true.
What?
That sperm gives you pink fully. Oh, my God. I've had it twice. Right? James did one. Oh... Right? And your whole eye goes bright red. I remember being like, ah! It stings so... It's not a myth. It stings so bad. There must be something in the sperm. Like, well, there is, but like, apart from babies. And oh my God, it stings so bad.
Right, let's tear you away from this conversation.
Anyway, it really hurts in your
okay,
eyes.
Okay, obviously the drunk elephant drops that everyone went
I've not tried them,
for.
Have you?
Yeah, I've
and
got
them.
And
what do you think?
I prefer the Ciate London one
do
because...
You?
They've got glitter in them.
Don't like that.
I think at our age, you're best staying away from the glitter.
Darling.
You can look a little bit.
At over 30, we don't want glitter on the crow's feet. We don't want to highlight that area.
The Makeup by Mario concealer, everyone goes crazy for
it. I have the palette.
We both have the palette.
Yeah, I like
that. But I just find shopping for concealer or foundation online really, really, really difficult.
Agree.
But then I use that foundation...
Yes.
Website, which is really, really good. Rare Beauty mascara. I got it and I used it and I really didn't rate it.
I'm not big. There's not don't love my... I don't... I haven't...
This brand is going to be massive this year. Tower 28.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. So they do a spray that all the American TikTokers are like obsessed with.
Right.
Ameliorate do one as well, where it kills germs. So you spray it on your face and it just like gets rid.
Do you know what I have yet to find? So guys, help me out. I have yet to find a good setting spray. So there's the Charlotte Tilbury one that everyone like wanks off. And then there's the Urban Decay that everyone wanks off.
I love the Urban Decay and Charlotte
I have used
one.
Both of them.
Yeah.
And other than making my freshly curled hair damp,
yeah,
which I hate, like, how do you spray it on your face without getting it in your hair? I can't say that it made any fucking difference to how long my makeup stayed on. Am I doing it wrong?
Have you used the Milk makeup one?
No.
That's really good.
What, and is it meant to keep your makeup on?
So when I went for my makeup once with, you know, Amelia, after every layer she did, she sprayed shitloads of setting spray on and had a fan, like a proper fan,
what?
And dried it. And that makeup stayed amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
MUAs, give us a little advice on this because I feel like a lot of people would benefit from us.
Yeah, like how much
this.
Do we use? How
and
many
when
sprays
do we do
of
it?
It?
And like, do you spray it on your beauty blender? I saw you do that
once.
Yeah,
so
I did it the other day. Yeah. I was like, Ashley did this.
Have you heard of this brand, which is also like in the top products, the Kaali?
No. All the
you
packaging
will have seen
at the minute
it.
Is very
minimal.
It's very pastel, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
I think Huda Beauty owns that. So basically there's loads of stuff here.
I've
that
heard of all that.
We haven't heard
Do you know what?
Of.
I struggle enough with makeup without all these new... I can't keep up.
Isn't it hard?
And I also think with makeup, a huge factor to this is the base you begin with and your skincare. Mm. So you could have like two products, one's amazing, one's not as good. But if you put them onto a skin that where the skin isn't skinning and looking really, really looking after it, it's going to look good. But you could have a certain day where you put it on your skin, you're not really looked after it properly.
I think
and the
application
makeup looks
shit. Is key as well.
Application, because I'm not good at that.
Like really with some concealers and foundations, you should use a brush, then you should use a sponge and... I don't know what to
I don't,
do.
And I would love someone to tell me.
Right, someone sent a question in for us. Okay, send your questions in, guys, because we are always around to answer them. What is good for bags under your eyes, Lauren?
I don't have them. I do.
You do this all the time. I don't get that. So
no, but I don't think I do.
I don't either, to be fair.
I'm sorry, I don't think I do. I can help you out with pigmentation, with bit of spot here and that. I don't think anyway. I have the crepey, wrinkly skin, but I've never struggled with a hollow eye, a bag under my eye, or particularly a dark under my eye. I'm not. That's not a problem of mine.
Mine are hollow and dark sometimes.
I don't think mine.
But
are.
For a bag, okay. So that is basically you've got fat pads.
Yeah.
Under your eyes.
My only answer here is surgery. And
so one option would be a lower bleph, which. You've had your lower blefs done, so you must have had a bag.
No, I tell you what happened with that.
What?
Just before I was getting marked up, I was like, do you want to do my lowers? And he was like,
so you had upper and lower.
Well, I said, you don't need that. He was like, you've got nothing there. I was like, just do it anyway. And this is as I'm being marked up for my uppers. And he's like, we could. So I never had a pad. So actually, I promise you, I look absolutely, it did absolutely. I don't
no
even
difference.
Know what happened during that operation on my lowers because
yeah,
there was
did
no,
you not ask if anything came out?
He didn't take anything out. There wasn't any. There was nothing. I do not know what happened.
So you can have your
uppers.
Lower
I would highly recommend.
You can have your lower blefs done, but obviously, you know, you just want like a quick fix. I'm guessing. So the eye gel patches are really, really good. Keep them in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm ever having a day where I feel a bit.
Puffy.
Then I go in the fridge and get out some gel under eye pads.
Yeah. Lymphatic massage.
Lymphatic massage, like gua sha and all of
doing
that.
Doing it yourself. If you go on YouTube, there are different ones and you can, whenever you put your makeup on, your face creams on, you can actually do, you're basically pushing the fluid away from that collection area.
Yes. And then also, you could do the under eye skin boosters, but
I think they puff your under eye more, mate.
they can cause edema.
I think so.
Which makes it a little bit worse.
I think it depends what the problem is. If you've got that almost pouch look,
yeah,
I would absolutely not be having any under eye filler, because what it does then is the under eye filler sticks to the molecule of the water, which you've already got
and
there.
And you get water retention.
And you get water retention. If they are hollow, maybe, yeah, or crepey, and you need a bit of moisture there. But if you have bags...
Yeah.
I would not be having
lasers
that.
Are really good, really? As well to tight. Basically, if you have laser or like Fraxel or yeah, something under here, it shrinks everything up and tightens everything.
I am looking for something for my under eyes soon.
Yeah.
Something for the crepey skin, not for just to tighten the...
I'd say a laser, like a resurfacing. It's very, very, very painful.
Do you have an under eye cream that you swear by?
Yes, I do. The Abaji under elastoderm. Eye brightening cream. Oh, not the Elastoderm. No. I hate the Elastoderm.
I quite like it.
The under eye brightening cream actually just takes away any darkness out of your
No,
under
but
eye.
I don't want it for that. I'm writing in now. I want it for... Hi, Ashley. Can you help me? I love the pod. I have creases under my eyes.
Yeah, because it's got a retinol in it.
Right, okay.
So if it's got a retinol in it, it'll make the skin like...
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
Love you.
Also, do you know what I think the best thing for bags under eyes is? A really nice pair of glasses. It's true.
I think staying indoors.
Yeah.
Just and not facing the public.
Don't see anyone. Right,
or
Lauren.
Or giving eye masks to people that look at you.
We've got a fart that haunts you. Do you want to read it out?
I'll read the long ones, darling. Hello, huge fan of the pod, especially when you ask guests about a fart which haunts them. It got me thinking about a fart which haunts me, and it haunts me to this day. It was a Saturday morning, I was in the kitchen making a smoothie, ooh, that kind of girl, when I felt a rumbling in my tummy. Believing it would just be a trump, I let one go. Much to my horror, a full-on cowpat filled my knickers. Which has never happened before, and which I can only assume was as a result of the antibiotics I was taking at the time. I was mortified. I shoveled past my boyfriend to the bathroom to assess the damage. It was not a pretty sight.
Can you imagine what a face probably dropped? Just like, good morning!
Woo!
Woo! Yeah.
I'm making a smoothie in the
kitchen.
Do you
want one? Where are you going?
Where are you going? Where are you going? Anyway, she shuffled past him and she assessed the damage. After scraping out and flushing away the contents of my knickers, I had to jump straight in the shower to clean myself up. But what do I do with the soiled knickers? I couldn't put them in the wash basket. I couldn't put them in the bin in case my boyfriend discovered them and knew I'd dropped my guts. I promptly double bagged them and I told him I was popping to Tesco for some bread and milk. Arriving to Tesco in the car, I grabbed my handbag, tick. My club card, tick. My bag of shitty knickers, tick. And I strided confidently towards the store, exclaiming, "Morning!" to the trolley collector as I slung my shitty knickers into the bin and headed inside. I was both disgusted and amused at the same time. What is my life? My boyfriend to this day has no idea when I returned home with a pint of milk and a loaf of Hovis, and still doesn't to this day. I still chuckle to myself at least once a week about this story.
That is
Please
funny.
Keep me anon. I can just imagine her, morning, swinging a shit
oh
bag.
Oh my God. And can you imagine like the anxiety of travelling
around
with
What about your friend that you met that did the same pooter pants in the car, was going into London, had to bag them, but then had to leave them in the car all
no,
day?
No, no, no. It's my friend that's a makeup artist. I'm not naming any names. And basically, she was driving into the city centre to do a hen do party, and it was really, really bad traffic, and it was a heat wave. Anyway, she said that she fully got the urge, like she needed the shits, like sweating.
You know, don't use the sweats.
And she went in the back of a car because the windows were tinted. And there was a Tesco bag, and she did a massive shit in the Tesco bag, cleaned herself up, and she had like 10 bridesmaids to do, right? So she was like in a massive rush.
Yeah, and where are you going to put it?
She was late already. So she had to leave it in the car, and she said she forgot. When she got back to the car, she opened the door and she was like,
Didn't
and
she say
she
there
had
was
to
a
drive
man?
Home? Yeah,
Didn't she said there was a man near the car that was like,
And she had to drive home with this big steaming shit on the back. That, do you remember when you had to run around that house with the poo in your hands?
Yeah, I had been at a... I mean, you might have heard this story before, but we've got a new listener. This is one of my crackers, this, and it wasn't long... Oh, I can't really say when it was, because I don't think... They actually do listen, I think.
Oh, yeah, they do listen. Yeah.
So I was at someone's house, and we'd gone back the night before after a night out, and I don't know what had happened in the night. I'd be honest, I can't remember. But I woke up in the, but I woke up in the morning, and he went to the shop to get some, I feel like it was coffee.
Do you think men do that because they just know you need a shit?
No, they're not that nice. And off he went. And as soon as the door shut, I thought, I'm going to do Trump now that I've been holding him for ages. Now, something in me, as I did the fart, as I let the fart go, told me to cup my hand under my bottom. And I don't know what it was.
God was looking down on Lauren that day.
So I literally, I was sat on the bed and I went, oh. And in my hand was a watery, now
black poo.
God knows what happened. I don't want to say what I think might have happened in the night. Thinking about it now, it would explain a lot because I don't get the shits very often. So something came out with a load of poo in it. And as I did it, it splashed onto my chest. So I had...
How did it get onto your chest?
You know, but I had like splashes of it down my chest, in my hand. And I was like this in the bedroom.
Was the bedding like fully white?
Oh. And the guy was quite OCD. And I was like... So I ran across the landing. Naked. And as I was running, I was trying to spill it. And it was on my chest. And I was going... across the landing. And I think he's going to come back any minute. I've got this handful of...
Two.
Like it was like... What's the waste called? That waste. Extraterrestrial waste or something.
Yeah.
And I threw it into the toilet. Cleared my chest, and then I thought he's going to come back, so I checked that there wasn't another squirt, because obviously, and then cleared myself up, got back on the bed. Round two. Would you like some more?
Were you not panicking?
Yeah, I ran with the poo across the landing. I can see it now. And I've never done that kind of thing, so I don't know why that happened. I couldn't only imagine what had happened the night before. But yeah, and I'm just forever grateful, because imagine if I hadn't popped that hand underneath, what would I, honestly...
What, right, okay.
Let's, I feel like my back. Dad if you, was looking down on me. He's like, you slag, put your hand under your bum.
If you hadn't put your hand under your bum and you'd have done a small size, shitty... Right, okay, I'll tell you what I would have done.
Go on.
Gone in the bathroom and got a flannel with some soap on it and rubbed it off, and then got a hair dryer and dried it.
There's no time, mate. He would have been... No. I...
What would you have done? Ran... Said, did he have a dog?
Yeah.
I would have said the dog jumped on the bed.
No, I... Okay, so potentially I would have stripped the sheets and put them in my car and drove off. And just never messaged him again. The second option would be I would have ran downstairs, made myself a tea, ran upstairs, thrown the tea.
Oh, yeah.
And said, oh, my bed. God, I was really thirsty. Or Coke, Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Spill it all on me. Oh, so
Lauren
sorry.
Going around the house.
Yeah. That's it. There was a time when a friend of mine rang me and she had pooed in someone's bed.
Oh,
it was the guy we were talking about, Christina. I can't really tell you without... We were talking about him the other day, and she pooped in his bed.
And he did was he
fingering,
see it?
He was fingering her at the bottom. And she was... He was fingering her at the bottom.
Why was he doing that?
It's nice.
No, it's not.
They'd been on recreationals, so I think things were looser than perhaps maybe. And as he pulled out the thumb or finger, the suction dragged a lot of poop out.
A lot of poo.
Well, they carried on making love until the smell... And it was dark, so you wouldn't know. And it's all very wet. There's a lot of moisture going on.
So what happened when they turned the lights on?
She obviously was like, oh, my God. We were only really young as well, in our early 20s. It was...
Oh, did he laugh or not?
No. He was like, oh. And she was like, oh, my God. Oh, like you would be. And he was like, it's fine. She said he was quiet. He wasn't rude. He was... It's fine. But it wasn't fine. He stripped the bed and put his sheets in the washing. And she said then they both just turned other opposite ways and went back to, like, that was it. There was no more. It wasn't like, fuck it, let's...
And he
James
never rang her
would
again.
Have been like... Ah, now that's out the way. Wait, let's go again. He kind of wasn't that kind of like, guy. So they rolled over separate ways and that was it. And she texted me saying, you need to come and get me now. I'm in the apartments.
Was she really upset?
Right now, I've pooed the bed. And I was like, what? She was like, I'm with blah, blah. I have shat in the bed. Come now. Our other friend got to her before me because obviously I'm miles away from town and she just sobbed in the car. And I think he told a couple of people as well. I think, I don't know if she listens. She's still my friend. Like, we don't speak now, but like, she's well old. At least she's got kids and stuff. But I wonder if that was, I would love her. If you do listen, babe, message me. Do you find it funny now or still no?
I think things like you'd never find funny,
I think
would
that's
you?
Never going to be funny.
No.
I think you're
always going to be known as shitty knickers.
I wonder how long that went on for. Like, how long people... I wonder who still knows about that.
Anyway, thank you for listening, guys. That was
interesting.
We love stories of such.
Story time.
Send them in. And remember, on Nip Tuck, we need you to...
We are nothing without you.
Send in all your bits and bobs, your hacks, your dupes, your tips.
Your tips.
Your tricks. And your questions.
Yeah, you can be personal. Over on the bonus on Patreon, we are going to be a little... I mean, I don't think we could be any more open, let's be honest. But there are certain things that we will touch on more, I think.
It's a lot cruder.
Mm. And I feel like a lot like not everyone's listening. Mm. So I'm a bit more looser than I am now, so to speak.
If you go into our bio, there is a link. And if you tap that, it will show you how to sign up for Patreon so you can get your extra episodes and get involved over on there. We're going to be uploading loads of fun bits. So, yeah.
Thank you.
You can get...
DM us, girls.
Lauren, stop talking over.
Sorry, I was thinking about something else. Okay.
And don't forget to give us a 5-star rating and review over on wherever you listen to your podcasts. And yeah, we will see you. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.